Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. While many of our listeners may be aware of the Nickelodeon Movie Theater in Columbia, the only independent art house theater in our state, you may not know much about its founding and managing organization. Xavier Blake is the new president of the Columbia Film Society. He also happens to be a production manager and co-national coordinator for U.S. input at South Carolina ETV and South Carolina Public Radio. Xavier, welcome to the program.
Thanks so much for having me. Really good to be here.
So first of all, give us an overview of the Columbia Film Society and what all of your organization does.
The Columbia Film Society is the board of directors that manages the Nickelodeon Theater and the Indie Grits Lab. That's included the theater downtown on Main Street and the festival that we used to have. But basically right now, our main focus is the theater on Main Street.
So you mentioned Indie Grits. Tell us more about that.
Well, you know, Indie Grits was the festival we hosted. We hadn't had it in a couple of years because of COVID, but it was this film festival that we hosted. We brought in lots of independent films from around the country and great discussions and great panelists for City of Columbia. It was usually a big party down on Main Street, and hopefully we can get back to that at some point once we get past this pandemic.
And the labs, Indie Grits Labs, tell us about that.
We would have fellows that would work on documentaries, usually a very diverse group of fellows that would come in and have projects from photography to video to articles. I recently started a podcast called The Grain, talking about a lot of the things they do in the North Main Street area. And so that's kind of the lab part of the CFS.
And as far as we know, the Nickelodeon is still the only independent art house theater in our state?
Yes, we are, and we're very proud of that. Art house theater is a very important aspect to a lot of communities around the country, and one of the things that the Nickelodeon is able to provide is that space for critical dialogue. We don't always get some of the bigger movies. We get some of the more specialized movies, movies that have a little more discussion around them, and we'd like to be able to have space for people to come in and talk about those movies. The medium of television and movies is very powerful. It can really shape public opinion in a lot of ways. And so to be able to have a space in Columbia that we can show those movies and create space for dialogue and conversation around those movies is really important to us.
What are the challenges that the Nickelodeon faces these days besides the pandemic?
We are currently open 4 days a week. We're looking to go into 5 days a week here pretty soon, but we are open at full capacity. So, yeah, so CFS has faced some other challenges over the last 2 years, in part because of our actions and some of our inactions. And so one of the things that we've been trying to do is reestablish the trust in the community. We're recommitting ourselves to transparency and diversity and inclusion and belonging. Over the summer, we hired the Weathers Group, and they had given us some great insight about how to improve our handbook and how to improve some of our policies and procedures in terms of belonging and inclusion. And one of the things that the board and I are trying to do is to make sure we view everything through a cultural lens, through a lens of humanity, and because, you know, the theater is that space, and it's got to be a safe space for everybody to be involved in. Our executive director resigned. We're faced with that challenge, but we've hired an incredible intern. Her name is Beth Ellen Holloman, and she's been working with our really small, incredible staff to get some things and procedures in place. So when our new ED comes in, they'll be able to come in on solid ground.
And so the executive director is who actually does the day-to-day operations for the theater.
Yes, absolutely. One of the things that the board does governance, but all the theater operations are run by the executive director. The board is kind of not involved in the day-to-day actions of the theater.
Do you have a further timetable on when you expect to actually be back up and running 7 days a week?
Not at this point. We're certainly taking into consideration everything that's going on. Our staff is very aware of all the reports that come out from the CDC and making sure we're following all the COVID protocols. We do deep cleaning of the theater every day. We clean between each screening. Like I said, our staff has been incredible during this time. And I think we've created a very safe environment for people to come and enjoy films. People are coming back. Part of the problem that we've been dealing with, too, is the lack of movies. Production shut down during COVID for a lot of distributors, and so trying to get films in has been an issue for us. But I think as things start opening back up, more movies are coming down the pipeline, and we hope very soon to get back up to full speed and full staff.
Well, Xavier, thank you so much for the update and for your time today.
Thank you so much, Mike. I really enjoy your show, and you guys do a wonderful job.
All right, great. Thank you. I appreciate that. Xavier Blake is the new president of the Columbia Film Society, the stewards of the Nickelodeon Movie Theater in Columbia. He also happens to be a production manager and co-national coordinator for U.S. input at South Carolina ETV, and South Carolina Public Radio. We will have a link to the Film Society and the Nickelodeon posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again. And remember, you can find us wherever you find your podcasts with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.